Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. On Thursday mornings, I drive onto this campus to drop my girls off at school. That is, unless I can coax them into walking that 4 blocks. And one of the joys of that morning when I do drop them off on Thursdays is when I look at the parking lot area here as you turn into the building. Because there, every Thursday, almost without fail, I see a couple of familiar cars. Now, way, way back, I started doing morning prayer with a handful of people at St. Michael's. But then my girls' school schedule changed, and now I drop them off, and so I'm no longer there. But it's joyful to me to see that faithful 3 or 4 cars, sometimes a few more, joining on Thursday mornings for morning prayer. It brings joy to my heart because I know that there are people from this community representing you and me who can't get there before the Lord. They're doing that morning office not just for themselves, but for all of us. They are a representative of this larger community. Tonight, we are an even larger group, but not everyone. Some are too tired or too busy or have children or wherever they are. They can't be walking through these services, this Monday, Thursday service, tomorrow's Good Friday service, the Easter Vigil. But we who can are representatives of the larger body. I think that's one of those Roman Catholic ideas that I love, that the small group can be representative for the larger Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. So see yourselves as representatives tonight. And those who are faithful to pray for us on Thursday mornings, know that you are there doing the office for us, and we appreciate it. I also love that joyful little group that meets on Thursday mornings because it reminds me that the Christian walk is not just about individual relationships to Jesus Christ. Though we are all called to have our own relationship with Him, we are called into a body, into a community. We are called to be a community. And that is what Monday, Thursday is all about. Remembering the community that Jesus created. I just finished reading a book by a guy named Leslie Newbegin, and it's a great book, but one line I just got to steal from it. Leslie Newbegin, he was a bishop in India. He said, Jesus didn't write a book. He formed a community. So remember that, Jim Sunwall. No. He didn't write a book. He formed a community. And that is exactly what tonight reminds us. On the very eve, He is about to face the cross. He's about to face Gethsemane and the blood, tears, the sweat coming off, all that He's going to face, all of His passion. And what is He doing? He's making a community. He is making a community. And that community, represented first by those disciples, though they don't even know what they're about to be in store for, is the first piece of this larger community that sits here before me and the invisible body of Christ around the world. And it all starts on Maundy Thursday with that Last Supper. And Jesus taking the ancient Seder that we're going to learn about in the month of April on the 16th. So come back and learn more about the Seder. But he takes that ancient Seder supper, remembering the Passover that we had read in our first lesson. And He breaks open that Seder and shows that, like everything else, it is about Him. And He creates this community. The community He creates focuses, it centers on Himself, being the fulfillment, the ultimate vision of what the Passover was to be. The blood of the Lamb, right, that goes on the doorpost. Jesus, the unblemished Lamb of God. It focuses on Himself, Jesus, and His death and resurrection. This is my body. This is my blood. Do this as oft as you gather, gathering that community, until I come again. He creates this community. You are a part of a community that Jesus Christ began on this holy night. Then he goes on in his teaching that we just read in John. He goes on to explain that this community is not just centered in himself and focused and beginning with his death and resurrection, but it is a community that will be marked by servant type love. And he makes certain that we understand that by what he does in the middle of that meal. And you know this, but it never gets old to recognize Jesus, the Master, the Lord, the place of honor, stooping down and doing the job of the lowliest of servants. This community that we're a part of has one currency. The dollar is pretty weak right now, isn't it? We're all squirming because of our 401ks and the way the dollar is in the world market and all that stuff. There's only one currency in the kingdom of God. It's not ambition. It's not intelligence. It's not wealth and power and strength and will. It's sacrificial love. Nothing else we do in this community matters unless it's done in the currency of sacrificial love. And why? Because that's what Jesus taught us. When we do our ministry, whatever that ministry is, we should equate the word ministry with serving. We don't minister because we like to do the kind of work we like to do. We minister because Jesus calls us to serve. In your vocation, it is because you are called to serve those that you work with. In your ministry in the church, it's because you recognize that in doing that work, the altar guild tonight, as they do the work of an altar guild, no more are you called upon in the altar guild than on Monday, Thursday to do that work with all these wash basins. But it is because they are serving you and me. Sacrificial love is the currency of the kingdom and the currency of this community. And then the last thing, this community will bear witness to Jesus and that we are His people as we love one another. It's not what we do. It's not how dramatic we are. It's not how eloquent we say it. It's how well we love each other, Jesus says, that they will know that you're my disciples. Twice, I read it again tonight, in John 17, Jesus in His high priestly prayer says He prays that we'll be one because in our unity, the world will know that He is sent from the Father. The community created by Jesus, focused on His death and resurrection, with one currency, sacrificial love, and the one way that we will truly proclaim to the world that He is the Messiah, the Christ. As we love, as we learn to love one another. So, tonight, let us contemplate what it means to be a part of this community. By first, taking stock in just how much it cost Christ Jesus to initiate it. the cost of creating this community that we're sharing tonight and that our prayer warriors share on Thursday morning is the death and resurrection that he's about to enter. And then let us do as the writer of Hebrews says. Let us consider how we might spur each other along in love and good deeds as we learn to live in this community. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.